how they do it there, but the precise time was still undetermined. Adam will be in touch with you if there's any impending visit. We'll see what happens. Let's review again. There are two issues which are related to each other. One is an issue as to how early must the Shimur L'Shem Matzah or Mitzvah begin. The Gemara discusses about Memem and Aleph, about Shimur D'Lisha, and the more at the very end discussing about Shimur of Tzira. And we saw that the last line of Rashi in Afnema Menalim says, "Afilahachi blo ashkach rova siyata lemilse lo hadar be'mimai da'aman be'inan shima kodem lisha." The first view is that shima from lisha is enough, and then the others say no, shima from lisha is not enough. You require shima as early as before lisha. How early is before lisha? There are two options: either tchina, that's the grinding when there's water around, possibly. Already from the Ktsira, which is the last Rashi on the daf. From the time of the actual Ktsira. So what do we call in our language? Shmura Mishas Ktsira. The Rashi in Amemem Beis, the top Rashi. Chitin mitchilas Ktsir l'tzorach ha-Pesach v'avdalu shimur me'ikor. Okay? So there's therefore in the Shulchan Aruch, we saw in Taflun Gimel three opinions as to how early the Shimur must begin, either from the Zira, or from the Trina, or from the Lisha. And we discuss Lisha, what does that mean? We take flour, and we knead the dough from that flour. Okay. So, that's fine. It's called Kemach Min Ashuk. Take flour from the marketplace. There's a problem, as we saw yesterday in the Mishnah Berurah. I believe you saw it. I think.
Yeah.
You opened the rest of them.
Yes, we saw.
That nowadays you can't use my flour from the marketplace anymore because nowadays it's exposed to water. In the old days, you assumed it was not exposed to water. Since now it's exposed to water, so it constitutes a major problem. So, that being the case, at first glance, the Gemara, which is found over here, let's take a look one more time. The Gemara that Mem Amud Aleph, a very important Gemara, where the Gemara says about eight lines up, Rav Huna says, "V'tzegel shel nachrim odam memale kreis mehen uvulvad sheyochol kazayas matzah ba'achrona." So what do we see? That a person may consume matzah made from a dough which comes from Goyim, except it's not good for the mitzvah of matzah. So what does that mean? Should we take that literally? So Rashi seems to take it literally. Simple pshat and Rashi. How do you know it's kosher to Pesach? First wide line of Rashi. Shemakir ben shloch mitzvah she'en shem karnei chagovim lo chzif uponav tohu have a simon siduk with simon siuk and lakamon. In the third paragraph, Memches, you can tell by looking at the dough, whether it's chametz dough or not chametz dough. So according to Rashi, this pashut pshat, you actually can rely on your eyes. This is found in the Rosh as well. Let's turn to the Rosh. I just want to follow the paper trail to see what the post can say about all this. The Rosh does exactly the same thing. Or both sides, the Rosh does the same thing. Here in the second paragraph of Masechta Pesachim. It's in Simen Chavav. The Rosh quotes the Gemara, and he quotes those who argue on Rashi and say, no, it can't be. Yesh Tmeim on Rashi. Lo Mistaber Lahakel. This is the third line of Simen Chavav. Kulei Hai Lahatir Botik Shalosh Anachin Shlo B'Faneinu. The Chashin and Shemalosh B'Chimutz. B'Farshina Gal B'Tzegel Shalachin Shalosh B'Anachin B'Faneinu. So in the case where the guy needed the dough in front of us, and despite the fact that he needed it in front of us, it's not good for the Seder. But the fact that he did it in front of us gives us confidence that it's not chometz. Chometz it's not, because it was needed right in front of our noses. But if it wasn't needed in front of our noses, we have no such confidence. Says the Rosh, it's incorrect, this chumrah. But Segel Shanachim implied, like Rashi, that he needed the dough. It wasn't, we didn't ever saw it. So how can you rely upon it? Yes, you can check out the Simon. The Kitzapiske Rosh, written by the Tur, sure enough, follows its father, the Rosh. He's a flame shot in the Rosh. What does he say in the bottom? Simon Chavov. But Segel Shanachim, Shemaka Ben Shlochmitsu, Shanchel, Lokarnik, Chavov, Lokhsov, Sponim, Mutta Lochlon. Uvavad, Shiochel Kazayas Matza. Bo'achrona. And then the second part of this whole discussion, as of when must the Shimur take place, he gives a summation on the bottom. Kozim of Alpha is Shatorach Shimur Mishas Ketira. Vadoni Ovi Arosh Al Kozim Shem Torach Lassos Shimur El Mishas Tchina. No, you have to have Mishas Tchina. But the others yet say, no, you can actually buy Kemach Menashuk. You buy flour, in the olden days, it was considered to be good enough. That machlokes is found in Siman Tov Nun Gimel Siv Dalet in the Shulchan Aruch. The din of Betzegel Shanoch is found in the Tur, only in the Tur. End of Siman Tov Nun Gimel or Dalet. One of those two simanim. And there, the Beis Yosef points out that the Rif left it out. At the end of Tov Nun Dalet. The Rambam left it out. Why? Left out of Gemara? The answer is, they hold like the stricter view. The stricter view, which the Rosh quotes here anonymously. Yesh Tumeim HaPirush Rashi. We like to put a name to a faith. We like to put a name to a Shita. Turn to the Ran. We see a very, very lofty name is attached to this position. This is the Rosh, the Rana page, Lamed Dalet in our print, Yud Beis in the old print, right before Hahi, verse time of Kalan 2. They quote Rashi. How can that be? Yesh Lalocha Shemeir Bosor Kederach Shanachtum and Olsen. You put in even leaven, put in sourdough to make it rise. How can you know for sure? So Rashi presumably holds, if you don't see a Siduk or a Seder, you can trust your own. How should I say, empirical observation, it's not chumas. They can't believe it. The fichach nira dirve rachzal. Not stuff a fly by night. Comes back to the Rabbeinu Chananel, shekotvar of dirve kabbalah, shepiri shalosh anochi b'fnei Yisrael b'mayim shalanu, v'rosh lo irim bosh tzor, v'ein b'inol l'batav shi Yisrael ele shalom nasa b'shimu l'shem atzah, because the Jew didn't touch it. But he saw the whole process unfold right in front of his nose. Then and only then, may you eat it on Pesach. This is the opinion of the Rach. That's some anonymous. Says the Beis Yosef, the Rif and the Rambam follow the Rach, which is their normal derech. And if you follow the Rach, there's no need to quote this thing. You know why? It's obvious. It's obvious. You see the guy process it. You watch it from the beginning to the end. There's no chametz. Of course, you need it on Pesach. The candidate and the seder is also obvious. There was no shimur, the shame, matzah. This is how the Beis Yosef explains the omission of the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch for that matter. He wrote the Beis Yosef. He wrote the Shulchan Aruch. He left it out on purpose. He didn't rely upon Rashi. The question is a little bit: Why did the Ramah? You think the Ramah, who's an Ashkenazi, would be loyal to the view of the Holy Rashi and the Rosh and the Tur? You think it's quoting? No, go. I don't think it's quoting the Ramah either. Yes.
So you're saying that the reason why the Rif left out that halakha is because it was obvious.
Well, the cool of what Rashi says is wrong. Because if you just look at the dough and see it looks okay to you, that's incorrect. We don't rely upon that. That's not obvious at all. All right, that these people say it's wrong. If you hold that it's mutter by looking at it, you have to quote it in the same halakha. So the Tur quoted inside halakha. The Tur end of Sef Siman Tov Nun Dalet quoted it. That's not posh, it's a big kiddush. It's Yosef writes the reason why the Rif and the Rambam omit it, and why I'm omitting it, I, Rabbi Yosef Karo, wrote the Shulchan Aruch, is because if no one looked at it, it's awesome, as we saw just now in the Ram. If somebody looked at it, watched the whole process, obviously it's kosher the Pesach.
Then what was the chiddush in the case of the Gemara then?
Nothing. It was no chiddush. It was just telling you a piece of fact. You're asking a good kasha. If the Rach is right, the same as the Beis Yosef says that the Rif and the Rambam left it out, so why didn't Rav Huna leave it out? And what was the chiddush of Rav Huna?
He was trying for something else.
What? Perhaps. In any event, that's the bottom line. That's what Yosef Kara says, end of Siman Tov, Nun, Dalet. Okay, that's what it says. Now, we were reading a Taz end of Shir yesterday. I'm just going to review the Taz briefly. The Taz makes a fundamental distinction between the Shmira, which is before Lisha, and the Shmira from Lisha Bel. This is, again, even assuming you need both. If you may recall that the Rif said you need Shmira Mishas Tzira, the Rosh needed Shmira Mishas Tchina. It's only in a pinch, says the Shulchan Aruch, it's enough to have by Kemach and Ashuk and have Shemir Mishas Lisha, and that doesn't even work nowadays if it's exposed to water. But in the old days, we assume it wasn't exposed to water, we rely on the statistics. Fine. So the Taz says the big lumdish difference between the first stage of Shemira and the second stage of Shemira. The first stage of Shemira involves no action. It's just a matter of what we call in our language Hashkach, OU. You watch and see what's going on. You see when the wheat was cut off the ground, there's no water. You see when it's ground, there's no water. You just have to look at it. You're not doing anything. You're not doing anything, Rabbi Osai. This is done by anybody. It can be done by Goyim. Nothing wrong with that. All they're doing is the heavy work. They're cutting the wheat off the ground. They're grinding the wheat into flour. That's all preparatory work. It has nothing to do with the making of the matzahs as such. The making of the matzah as such begins when you knead the dough. There's a tremendous difference, Rabbi Osai. Before you put the flour to the water when you knead the dough, so the only thing you have to worry about is that the water shouldn't make the object into chametz. Once you put the water into the flour knowingly, then every second is a chance to become chametz. You have to do a hurry up offense. You have to get into the oven in less than 18 minutes. We are mapping to do it in a minute. We go so fast, as we shall see. With Hashem, we get to those back to fake reads. They do it in less than 18 minutes for sure. You sit with your watch, they'll do it. If you go into the hand, they do it. Not more than 18 seconds. It goes very quickly. And we will see, with Hashem, how they do it. In any event, Rabbi Osai, there are two dinim, therefore, writes the Taz. Two dinim. And as a matter of fact, did I read you the Rashi's in Chulin yesterday? Did I read it? I don't remember anymore. Ramatas Kusi. Did we get that far? I mentioned it, but I didn't read it. Time to read it. Matas Kusi. I asked you to learn the Sugis and Sugis and Mesech. The Gittin is also Sugi and Mesech the Chulin. There are two separate Rashi's in Chulin. And as a point out by this beautiful sefer called Hilchos Tag B'Chag, Rabbi Karb, I mentioned this sefer yesterday, there's a difference between the two Rashis. Okay? There's a Rashi, Masech Techulin, Adap, Zayin, Amud, Aleph. I'm going to read it to you. Masech Techulin, Adap, Zayin, Amud, Aleph. Where Rashi says as follows. Well, the Kusin, you know, you may have learned this in Gittin or elsewhere. When they latch onto a mitzvah, they're more careful even than the Yisraelim are in the mitzvah which they hold from. They don't hold from it, then they don't hold from it. We didn't believe in certain parts of Torah Shabbat Peh or Mamar Chazal, whatever it is. Not discussing the Kusim in great length now, but just discuss a little bit what they were like. Find the Rashi. Okay, so again, in two places this is found. It's found in Masechta Gittin, on Daf Yud, and it's found in Masechta Chulin, on Daf Zayin. Gemara says on the bottom of Zayin Amaral. Amazing story. Pinchas Ben Yor, when the water split. Why? The b'mitzvah osik. What b'mitzvah osik? What? Why should the water split? The b'mitzvah osik. What was he doing already? So the so Rashi explains. Uksiv shmartem es hamatzos, the mitchilas tchina v'akoda via shimur l'shem matzah. Isn't that unusual? L'shem matzah. But Rashi here said you need l'shem what? Mitzvah. That little vav in the way. Drop Karp answers. Here it's pre-lisha. Here the only pre-lisha. All you're worried about is watching it. Watching it only requires the shame matzah. The kneading of the dough, however, which is discussed in our sugya, that requires the shame mitzvah. As Rashi says over here in Masechet Pesachim, as well as earlier in Masechet Chulin itself. So there's no steer in Rashi. All depends, are we before or after Elisha. It's a problem with this part of Rabbi Karp with the Rashi over here on Daf Mem Amud Aleph, which bothers me. Take a look at Daf Mem Amud Aleph and Rashi, and this doesn't really fit. So it is, if it's talking about Elisha Melech, you need the Shem Mitzvah. You have to do something, the Shem Mitzvah. If it's before the Elisha, it's enough to watch it, the Shem Matzah. The problem is, look at the Rashi, the second wide line. Right, so we're talking about Petzeko Shanachrim. So we're talking about Petzeko Shanachrim, right? So we're talking about dough. Right? Shiyoch goes out smatza bachrona. The behola nothing they call us matza, the shun below have it, lay shimur, the shame. Matza! 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 Avo pish on the roan shen kachim, it's revealed in the matza shal mitzvah, shimur the shma, beina. So the truth is, it shouldn't have just said the shame. Matzah, what should it have said? The shame what? The shame mitzvah. We're discussing over here the kneading of the dough. Not just the watching of it, which precedes the kneading process. So that's a bit of a problem to that distinction. It's supposed to be very meduic, he writes. Whenever we're discussing before Elisha, use the shame matzah. And with Elisha Vel, he talks about the shame mitzvah. It doesn't quite work in this one. So he seems to be saying the shame matzah, even when discussing Rabbi Osai, that's a bit of a problem with that piece. And Rav Osai explains a little bit more. A lamda shavar. What's the lamda shavar? When we're discussing the chopping it off from the ground, or the making it into flour. At that point in time, there is no matzah in the world. It's just either wheat or flour. That's not matzah. So you cannot infuse the matzah or the shame matzah mitzvah because there is no matzah mitzvah. There's no matzah at all yet. There's nothing there. You're just talking about wheat or at most flour. Nothing there. Once you mix the flour with the water, that's already considered, we saw earlier in the earlier shiur, lechem oni. So once the matzah is there, you can infuse this matzah in whatever stage, being baked or being kneaded, with the shem lechem oni, or the shem matzah, the shem matzah mitzvah. So therefore you're required to do it and to say it. To do it with your hands and to say the shem matzah mitzvah. Before that stage, it's enough to observe it. And there's no need to say anything. It's presumably you're doing a l'shem matzah to prevent it from having chametz. That's enough. Svei dinner, Rabbi said, two separate halachas in Shimur, as the Taz explains, and as the Hilchos Chag V'Chag elaborates upon the Taz's explanation. Fine.
What?
Yes, I'm sorry.
What do you have to actually say?
Why must you say it? Good question. Just think it. Why must you actually say it? The answer is Enochinami, according to most authority, if you didn't you can open the Shulchan Aruch. We want to open the Shulchan Aruch, the Siman Tov Samach. That's what we discussed this already a little bit yesterday. Let's take a look quickly and see what it says there. Ein loshin matas mitzvah v'lo ofen elsa ayadei goy v'lo adei chere shod v'kota. Okay, but it's no good. You have to. What must you do? What must you open the? My regular show. Let's open the Mishnah Berurah, which you all have. Open the Mishnah Berurah, discusses some of these matters. But what, you have to say it? It's enough to think it. We already discussed a little bit yesterday. Okay. Let's see over here. This is, I think we saw this yesterday, at the end of the long beer halacha in Lashon. Towards the end. The Shai Matzah Mitzvah. Over the Yevet Sagim Machshava. That's by Lisha and Afia Matzah, because of Stamma Lishma. Betchina Tzira Tzarachian, end quote. What does that mean? Because the typical kneading of the dough for Pesach is Lishma, so Stamma Lishma. But just cutting things off the ground and grinding wheat at the flour, it's not so closely related to the matzah making process. The same exact process of cutting things down and making the flour is when you make chocolate chip cookies. If it's matzah dough, so you can say it's stumble the shema. But if it's not, haven't gotten to the dough stage, it's just a matter of cutting off the ground and grinding the wheat at the flour. It can be for chocolate chip cookies. There's no stumble the shema. That's what we saw, Rabbo said. The preferred way is to actually say it. But if you just thought it, it would be good enough. It would be good enough. Fine. Here's what it says.
Why is thinking it being compared to stumble the shema? I'm thinking it.
Right. So apparently, with the halacha is combining two factors. One, it's enough to have stumble the shema. Two, here it's better than stumble the shema because I'm actually thinking it. But if you would require a dibur, an absolute full dibur, that would indicate perhaps you need dibur, perhaps you need not stumble the shema. Again, if he put some kind of a link, you're right. They're two separate issues, but the Bialacha seems to be putting them together at least a little bit. Fine? Now, it's interesting. There's a discussion in the Poskim. They don't understand. How is it possible to rely on what we call the chazakah, that the flour did not have any water come to it? That's not shimur. Shimur is certainty, not relying on majorities and chazakas. That's the point of shimur, is to be certain that it's okay. So how does this work over here? How does this work? It's a big question. How it works? How does it work? So perhaps the answer is as follows. That before Elisha, you don't need Shimul Hashem Mitzvah, we said. There's to be Mavara, that there's no Chavitz. And here we use an expression, Lo Machzakinan Yisura Reisa. We have no reason to assume that it really is Chavitz. We're just supposed to watch it, and it looks like it's okay. So it's presumed to be okay. Again, according to Rashi, we go even further than that. You see the dough. According to others, you have to see it. The guy make the dough in front of you, otherwise it wouldn't work. But in any event, you have this flour. We don't know exactly its full history, but Avraham Pekin, we rely on the Mekilin, the majority, the Chazaka, good enough, at least for stage one. Stage two, with Milisha Velch, you require what we'll call in our language certainty. That's to actually participate and do it with your own hands and make sure there's nothing chametz going on in this particular dump. Okay, fine. Good. So that's the pshat, we say. The Raya's, the Rabbah was refuted. Originally, Rabbah wanted to require from Katsira Ve'elech a full-fledged Lishma. to cut off the wheat, the shame, the mitzvah, the whole 9 yards. He changes his mind there. He says, no, no. You have to be you have to observe the process for the full 9 yards, starting from the ktsira. But there's no need to say anything, and there's no need to think anything explicitly. As long as you're watching it to make sure no chametz comes upon it, no water falls upon it, that suffices for stage one.
Where do you see that?
We don't see it explicitly. Yeah. We're assuming that that is in fact the case. The Taz, based upon the Taz, and based upon some of the other Rishonim as well. We don't find Rishonim say explicitly, we'll see soon, not too many Rishonim, to say the words of Shem Atzis Mitzvah at an earlier stage. Now, we shall see that there are machmirim. The Or Zeruah seem to say you have to have l'shei matzah mitzvah, not l'shei matzah. And he did not draw an explicit distinction between what and what, between after the lisha and on, and before the lisha. We'll see later. There's a special kind of water that you have to draw. Remember what it's called? We read it quickly before. Mayim shalana. What did somebody first thought it meant? What? Gemara talks about it. What's Mayim Shalonu? Our water. That's not what it means. Mayim Shalonu means Mayim Shalonu from the lashon of Linu Po'alayla, from sleeping. It has to be overnight. If you keep it overnight, it cools down. The cooler the water, the better the baking will be, and less chance of the common comments. That's what Mayim Shalonu really means. So there are those who say you have to draw the water, Mayim Shalonu, and say, catch this now, L'shem matzas mitzvah. Drawing the water. Now, both said it's long before the kneading of the dough. It's drawing the water. But there are those who at least the chatchila say, I haven't been present. Has anyone ever been present at the drawing of the Mayim Shalonu? Yeah? What do they say?
The person I was with, I don't remember if he said it. Was in Israel.
In Eretz Israel? Yeah. Just one person did it? Not a group?
He had a personal oven in his house.
No, but and he drew the water the night before?
He went to
that's a pretty high place. And there they drew water, but you don't remember if you said Hashem Atzis Mitzvah, they drew the water. My guess is yes. And Bat Ayin, I almost bet they made some kind of a ceremony out of it. They probably danced around it. I'm serious. You have to know where you are. So that indicates clearly that there were those who maintained, at least the Chatchila, used to do the Hashem Atzis Mitzvah even before the kneading ceremony. But according to most authorities, it's not required. If you do have to do anything before, it's just a matter of shima michimus. And there's no shima michimus by water. Water is just plain water. We'll see later as we go that we will not witness it. No matter where we go in our travels, we're not going to witness the shiva tamai.
It's l'shem matzah or l'shem mitzvah matzah?
It's another good question. Do you say l'shem matzah mitzvah or l'shem mitzvah matzah? It sounds like it's a bunch of words. Maybe a difference.
Then we say that if there's no matzah yet, so it can't be mitzvah.
Right, that's how lumped this. Rabbi Karp's lumped this. How can you say it's chal on the cheft? So there is no cheft. There is no cheft. So it's just a matter of making sure there's no chametz. And if that's correct, of course, it makes no sense to say the shame out of mitzvah you're drawing water. So it's a very nice lumped shechita. But there is an opinion which disagrees. So they should say the shame out of mitzvah both back to Rishonim. I have here, look, I have this safe as everything. Called, you have to pronounce it properly, Matos Mitzvah. That's the way you pronounce it. And it's called Sefer, Dine Afia Samatos Va'achilosa. Oh, there's a whole, we're going to spend a lot of time on the Mavo. The Mavo, which spans almost, I think, 30 pages, is all about Lishma and Matos. 30 pages, the small print, about Lishma. But that's an introduction. He talks here about the water. There's a whole chapter about the water. Just to make a little leveling. The water. Let's see, where's this about the water? 1 second. A whole chapter about water. Perek Vav. Dine Hamayim. You're supposed to check to do it when? When are you going to do it? Ben Hashmoshes. Okay? That's a whole arichas here. Unbelievable. He has over here a chumra. I read it to you. Perek Vav, Oscha Vav. Lishov ayide Yisrael Godol Lishem Matzas Mitzvah. I'll read it to you from the original source. You shouldn't think I'm making things up. Perek Vav, Sif Chav Vav. Let's read it together. Read it together. He says it should be a gadol. The chavin beis hashiva sheshor l'shem matzas mitzvah. Okay, look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has a whole siman about sheiva samayim. It's a whole arichas, not just a small little thing. Let's take a look in the. It's quoted over here from the Shulchan Aruch. Shom. I meant to look what shom is. It's exactly the right place. Hold on. It's shom. Hashem, look back a long way to find Hashem. Second, please. Tough Nun Hey. Probably makes sense, Tough Nun Hey. Sounds like it's Tough Nun Hey. Let's take a look at Tough Nun Hey. Okay. Let's look and see what it says there. You understand very well. If to draw the water, the shame has that mitzvah, it's not really important to this mitzvah. But before the leisha, there's no such thing. Here we go. Okay. Tells you how to do it, etc., 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 etc. Here we go. It says, let's be careful what it says exactly. In the Ramah end of Sefalav, it says, the Noag and Lito Mayim Yuchadim Lemata Shal Mitzvah. Okay? But they look at Mishnah Brura, Chav Gimel. V'yomar V'shas Hashiva L'shem Matas Mitzvah. There you go. They must have done it. Mishnah Brura says to do it, they must have done it. But Mehikar Adin, according to what we said until now, shouldn't be required. Obviously, before the leash, you only have water here. Plain old water. In any event, Rabosai, the Pashup Shad is all you require before the leash is to make sure there's not chametz. That's all. That's what we said Shad in the Gemara yesterday on Daf Men. See it one more time. Rava had brought a raya. The raya was shrugged up. And nonetheless, he goes on his merry way. And I prefer the gersa now, matzah. In other words, even if you're going to require the shei matzah smitzah by the kneading of the dough, when it comes to the cutting off of the wheat and the drawing of the water, should be enough to say at most the shei matzah shouldn't require the shei mitzvah. Notwithstanding the mission we just saw that even to draw the water, the shei matzah smitzah. Yes, sir.
I thought that. The Rosh said that the Minhag Ashkenaz was only to have it by Techina.
Correct.
So why is there Indian of saying all these kavanas?
You're right.
By drying the water.
According to the Minhag Ashkenaz, it shouldn't be required. The Minhag Sfard is to have the Shmur Mishas Tzira, and the equivalent of that would be the Shmur Mishas Sheiva when it comes to the water. And they say in the Shema Atzis Mitzvah the Chatchila by all of this. But B'diyeved Rabosai. But the Yevet presuming none of this would be required. So presuming it's only a chumah lechatchila. The Rif who says the requirement shas ktsira doesn't say that it's the kuva mamish. We'll get to these details as we go. This is also all very important. All very important.
They have brisker chaburah, so they do mamish everything. They say l'shma by the. Their coats are biyad and they say l'shma. So they do the zriya and the disha everything by.
Okay, so if you want to join a briska chabura, be my guest. I'm not opposed to it. It's a beautiful idea. But the Rif used the expression be'ina. Be'ina means we need it. Doesn't necessarily say it's ma'akev. And this is relevant, Rabosai. This is relevant because there's an interesting question which the Rosh brings up. Let's take a look right now back on that same rush. We spoke about it a little bit yesterday, but let's see a little bit more today. What about a surrogate who's going to do the work for you? You'll watch, you'll observe him. So one of the people they use was Cheresh Shota Vekota, the famous trio. Cheresh Shota Vekota. So what happens if a Cheresh Shota Vekota does it under your supervision, Rabosa. Take a look over here in the Rosh end of Simon Chavav. Okay? So we saw, as you correctly pointed out, the Ashkenaz and Tzarf, as we mentioned yesterday, is only Mishas Tchina, despite the fact that Haggadah says, the Tzarech Matzah Shel Mitzvah. Right? That the Shem Matzah Mitzvah, even by the Tchina, it's admittedly even by the Sheev, it's Mayim, even by the Ketzivah, according to the Briskas. But there's a source for it there in the Haggadah, so she's presuming from Haggadah's Mayim, we'll have to see later on. And the Riv says it as well, but he says Beina when we boil it. That sounds Mishaksir as a lechatchila. The Shulta says Lo nafik inish yidei chavaso el b'matzah de mitlei michimutz midonafla mayel avei. But only from the time that the water touched it. But before that, it's not a problem. And all it requires what. The mitzvah mechibah doesn't say in the Shem Matzah mitzvah. The heichad the amtino lechibno letochem we saw as the different gear sauce. Nach richer a shelter the cotton lo nafik yidei chavaso. Wow. Inami losha leisal nach richer a shelter the cotton lab and shima inun afal pish da fi yisrael bar dea ba avin lo shima b'shat afia lo nafik yidei chavaso. You're not yotze at all. You're not yotze. No good. It's important they have to do it, you know. Either a Jew should do it, or even you should self do it. The last line of the Rosh, talking about Balei Maisa and Chassidim Atvimin. Oh, three nice titles. I don't have. I don't do it myself. I'm a family. I'm gonna make a chometz. I don't trust myself. I told you. If you have at least one right hand, I recommend you should go do it yourself. The minute of the Rosh, Chaburus. Fine. Rebosai. We already pointed out that the Rach is a much bigger machmer than Rashi. According to Rashi, "B'tekel shanachrim" means you're buying dough from the store. And you look at the dough; it doesn't have any cracks, doesn't have any crevices. It looks like it's not chametz. We assume it's not chametz. But for the seder, it's not good. It's not a shmog. Presumably, fine. The Rach said, "That's ridiculous. Can't be." But take a shnachar means that the guy did it, but you watched over it. You watched over it. It's still no good. It's still no good for the Seder night. What about according to Rashi? Rashi's been taking a shnachar means you bought it from the store. So what happens if the guy did it with under your hashkach with an OU, a big OU? Can you use it for the Seder or not? I repeat, you have a guy does the hard work in front of your nose, needs the dough. Throws it into the oven, done by a goy on the my watchful eye. Can I use it for the Seder or not? That's not, according to the Rach, the answer is obviously no. That's Betekel Shanachrim. But according to Rashi, that's not Betekel Shanachrim. Maybe it's even good for the Seder. What do you say? You look up the Maribel Karmis yet? Who? So the Ritva is the main source for this. You got a Ritva on? Okay. Let's look it together. It's on the Maram Makom, as much as we can see. On Daf Mem. The Ritva discusses this at significant length. He doesn't leave anything to your imagination. He discusses many critical points, critical aspects of the definition of Shimul Lishma, and therefore it's very kedai for us to read the Ritva in the text. So he quotes the Machlokos Rashi and the Rabbeinu Chananel, and that we're not going to go into again. We already saw it quoted by the Ran. No need to repeat what we saw already once before. However, there's something remarkable, and I'd like you to give your literary analysis of every word, because there's a machloket between me and the footnote as to what the Ritva is saying over here. Now, who wrote this? Is this Chidushi HaRitva? It's not really the Ritva himself. Rabbeinu HaRitva wrote on Pesachim. We don't have the full thing as the introduction. They said Chidushi Mei HaRitva on Pesachim, and he wasn't sure if it's really his, not his. It's a malachet apparently, because he keeps quoting the Rit. Thank you. He keeps quoting the Rit. Obviously, if the Ritva himself wrote, he wouldn't be quoting the Rit. Okay, so Rit means the Ritva, Rabbi Yomtov. Take a look over here, Rabbosai. We're going to pick up from over here. We're going to pick up from the words, because of a Ritzal. Start over here. Whoa, that's so big. Yeah.
We click on the text, it'll stop changing the text.
Too late. Too late. We'll find it. We'll find it.
The wheel, the middle wheel.
The wheel, okay. Here we go. Here's what he quotes on my quote. Because of a Ritzal, that the Rashi is wrong, can't be. Rachzal Pirish B'tshuva. It's not a Rach on the side of the Gemara. It's a Tshuva, okay? What does B'Segel Shadachri mean? Shalosh Osen Ha'orchon Goy B'fnei Yisrael V'Roshi U'Kol Ma'asu B'Hefshir El Shalohoyah Shomer Osen B'Shas Lisha. Whoa. L'Shem Matzah. Here we go. Okay, good. Because of a Ritzal. Here we start. V'Nira Medivir Rabbeinu Zal. Who's Rabbeinu? What's my first? Who's Rabbeinu? Yitro. Who said Rambam? That's a very good guess. That's what it usually means. I have a suspicion that's what it means. But I can't prove it. Rabbeinu's out. He's quoting the Rit. Shem Omad Yisrael Olav Vishamar Osa L'Shem Matzah B'Hochi Sag. Here's the first source. Rabbeinu. We don't know who Rabbeinu is. Ritz quotes Rabbeinu. Vani, I'm the Rit, I'm the Ritva. That is named Mori Haro'oza. This is the Ritva. The Ritva is the one who always cuts the Rabbeinu. When we had it before, but the one said additions, he was not the same Mori Haro'oza. Right? So this is the same kind of an argument. He's arguing with his Rebbe. The Rebbe is a big makel. The Haro'oza is a big makel in many ways. He once said additions, he let the goyim make the matzis. Yeah? The Vaday Afilu Yisrael Omen Al Gabo Lo Sagi Bahochi. Why? Tchol Hecha Debina Lishma Goy Adaite De Nafshe Ovid. Velo Sagi Bi Yisrael Omen Al Gabo Kamina Gabe Get. Now notice the words over here. He says over here, Rabbo Sai Bahochi Sagi. What does he say? Lo Sagi. Right? So now, what are they fighting about? Over here, he's discussing the question of what? Lishma. So you get the impression clearly over here. Shem Amad Yisrael, Alav, Moshavos, Lishem Matzah, Bachi Sagi, is considered Lishma. No? Is that what he said? Black on white. Black on white. So now, I'm going to read you the footnote over here, which I guess you can see. Footnote 740. In other words, Bachi Sagi. Can Pirish Ramban Veran Vadas Rach. Catch this now. Al Maram Chalava Mahiri Pirish Vadas Rach. Shafilushima Bahovan Al Gabov Lomahani Ella Lechashash Chimuts. Velo Lishimo Lishay Matzah. That's what that should be obvious. That's exactly what the Rach is saying. The Rach is saying that's exactly the Tegel Shanachim, which will not work. So it's only the only way we can say that if a goy does it, it's good for the Seder night. If you go against the Rach, if you go like the Rach, that's exactly what Seder Shanach, which is you need a Kazai Smatzah and the Shema Bachrona. With me, Rabbi Osai? So I don't understand how anyone can argue with what he quotes in the Maram Chalav and the Miri, who quote the name of the Rach, that Shimur will not work. For the Chashash Chimutz, not L'Shem, the Shema for the Seder Night. How can you argue? So who's Rabbeinu's out? So who's what Bachi Sagi mean? So I would have said Bachi Sagi means it's not Chometz, but the juxtaposition, Anidanti, sounds like it's talking about the Shema. So maybe Rabbeinu is the Ramban. not the Rach. He's saying the Chifirish Ramban Baran Badas Rach. What Rach? We saw the Rach. He never said this. Let's look at the Chidush Rach, perhaps. But then the Rach that we have in the back doesn't say this. It's a real tricky to know what exactly he's saying. I'll leave it to you to figure out for tomorrow what you think about this. So look at the footnote 7:40. See what you think. Let's go back. Yafagav Gabe Mila Ashkan the Sagi Shani Mila the Stama Ilishma. Dien Shumtam Achel Tzitzas Aharla. Is that true?
Not now.
Not now. The doctors say it's healthy. I'm getting some of the Shmonim by Mila. In those days, the Goyim didn't do it. It was only done by observant Jews who did it as a mitzvah. So Stama Lishma. Avalisha, the Isazu, Stama Lav Lishem Pesach Kani. People are making dough all the time for children's cookies. Ubevada the Lagabi Yisrael. Came and called the Kovid, the Pesach Kovid, Zel Kepirish the Shum Mitzvah. Whoa, what's he saying over here? What's he saying? You don't say Stama Lishma by a Goy, but maybe say Stama Lishma by a Yid. When? It's all such an amazing Ritvah. Umi Uhaini Bishainu Bishas Lisha, the Stama Kaimalachi, Aval Shimur Diktsira. She'ain stam tzira lekach, sarach sheyiskar, mishmi sheyaskir, or sheyiskar, lahapech l'shem mitzvah, kedamarava, hafichu l'shem matzah. Here's the word l'shem mitzvah. The vav could be very momentous, right? We weren't happy with the vav, but he has l'shem mitzvah, okay? Aval goy she'ain lo chelik b'mitzvah, hafilu b'shaslisha, lo ovir l'shem mitzvah. What's he saying? That a goy, you don't say stam al lishma, but a yid, when it comes to the lisha and afia, when you're needing this kind of a dough, it's a matzadika kind of a dough. It's probably for a mitzvah. You bake it probably for a mitzvah. When it comes to the cutting off, the harvesting and the grinding, there's no indication it's for a matzah. V'chendim v'midim v'alalochas shekazet alashono lishas goy v'cherushu v'kot lo nafig yidechavaseh. Every mishif lo tavli hasiru the melash. Matzah b'leil arishin, of a shayah mishari. Hachazin l'kohen tzedek. You saw the Kohen tzedek wear in the rush. Avol mori hara'ah. You gotta love the ra'ah. He's the biggest maker in the world. In some matters. Zal. Ve'yodon l'hokil, the sagi b'yisrael, omen al gabo, to not just it should be kosher, to what? But to what? To make it shmur matzah, l'shma, for the Seder night. The Jew didn't lift one finger. What happened to shmatim as a matzahs? Look at the Gemara's Medayik. The low boy, Asiya L'Shei Matzah, Rak Shimur L'Shei Matzah, Dochik Siv, Ushmata Mesa Matzahs. Kacha Yadon Mori Haroz Al Alokha Bola Maisa Adkan L'Ritza. Isn't it amazing? He's saying that Ushmata means to watch. So I watch as the guy in front of my nose kneads the dough, bakes the dough. It's good enough, suggests the Ra. So Ra'ah is a very, as usual, has strong opinions. He thinks it's going to be good enough. It says it's shmartem. It doesn't say vasisem. It doesn't say. The Ritva himself is not so excited about what the Rebbe said. Not excited about what the Rebbe said, but he quotes what the Rebbe says. And he's not so happy. Not so happy. Okay. Rabosai, why is the Ritva not so happy with the Chiddush of his Rebbe, the Ra'ah? He's not so excited about it. He's not so happy with it. Because he himself thought that you have to do some kind of a Maisa. If you look at the footnote, 7:44. Going on the words, you need la'ovid l'shem mitzvah. Right before he gets to the ra'ah, you need an action, ovid and asiya, and la'ovid l'shem mitzvah. That the nafshei gavri quotes it. We have it back in Gittin. That's reason number one. The Meiri quoted in the front has a different reason. What's the Meiri's reason? Ein odom mishamer ma shebiyat chavero. She'ein shimur elamash shabiyot olasas lo katon. Who's mechaving this on his own? The minchas chinuch. On his own. He had no idea, wasn't printed the ritva. The minchas chinuch comes up with a basic one of chagiga. I can't watch this in somebody else's hand. It has to be under your control. It's in somebody else's hand. I'm simply not able to watch it. So the two chesroinus, Rebbe say, if this guy's doing it in front of you. Number one, there's no action by a Jew. And number two, even if you grant the ritva, the ra'az chiddush, it's enough to have shmira, it's insufficient shmira. Insufficient shmira. Not enough.
Why?
I'm sorry.
Why though? What could possibly go wrong if you're going to watch it?
If someone else is in, when you're not looking, he can do something.
What?
Okay. So I want to tell you. Hold on. In this beautiful sefer called Hilchos Chag V'Chag, he says that, you know, this is a mir. It's true. It's a mir in Adam. It's true. I looked it up. It's right there. It's on the Mar Makomas even. He says, you know what? That's a miri in Sochim Adaf Mem. You should look at another miri. Where's the other miri? In Masechta Chagiga on Daf Chav. Masechta Chagiga on Daf Chav. That's what that Gemara says. Ein on the Meshamer. Masha B'yad Chaveiro. And the Milchas Chinuch on his own came up with this idea. So here he says the question becomes, what about machine matzahs? Is it svaras or ra'ah lo boya l'shimur? And the only problem might be ein moda mishama mashvat chavera. No. Mechona shiny. No. That's a machine. You can watch what's going on. Even it's not in another human being's hands, it's in a computer's hands, in a girl's hands. That should be good. Now the truth is, Rabbi Osai, the Gemara Chagiga Nafchav tells us about Shmira B'Tumah. Tumah. Shema Nitma V'Noga B'Tumah V'Tameh U'V'Nokel Nifsa V'Lavadate. In one split second, something Tameh touched it, and it's over. And therefore, I can't watch it in somebody else's hands. But, after all, it's the Mefurish of Miriam Sachem who says, Beferish, that's the problem. But I found that the Be'iri back changed his mind, and I quote, Mikan lam duk tzas mefarshim, me, I myself, as I quoted in Sachem Nafmen, Shelo lehaniach nochris, lolush matas mitzvah bepesach, shen shimur al mashav yad chaveiro. He quotes it not as his own opinion, but as somebody else's opinion. Look at the end off. The ain't a klum. Here he said it's fact. There ain't a klum. Why? Shekol shutoli b'chimutz levad ein hesach adas posel. V'taros hem shenitmu b'esach adas. What does that mean? Taros, you look aside for one split second, it's all over. So you can't watch what someone else is in. But over here, it takes a while for it to become chametz. You just look carefully, and it's not a problem. So the Miri, in effect, if you will, changed his mind, and is passing here in Chagiga le kula. In any event, when it comes to a machine matzah, this whole throw wouldn't apply. There's no other human being involved. The problem with the machine matzah, Rabbi Osai, is only called to the Ritva. The Ritva is not worried about the Miri, about Biyad Chaver. You need an action. Here's the question, the $64,000 question. When I press the button, Rabosai, we'll see it when we go into the factory. When I press the button on the machine, right? Turn on the switch. It's a whole assembly line. Go on for 8 hours. I press the button. Do we consider the entire 8 hours my action? So therefore, I kneaded the dough and I baked the matzahs because I pressed the button? Yes or no? An interesting question. I would have said yes. I started it rolling. Right? I started it going. So the entire day's worth of work, the whole output of matzah for the entire day, comes from me. That's what I might have said. The Chazon Ish said that way. How do you like that? Where? Not here in Hilchos Pesach. He has it way back. I'll read it to you from the inside of the Sefer Chazon Ish. Simen Vav Sifkatan Yud. It's about machines in general. How do we understand the machine? Talk about the Ibud of the Gvil for a Sefer Torah. That's how we get started. He writes as follows. Well, if you say Kol Shenasa Haskolas Avoda De Yisrael Lishmo Sagi V'ein Tzorach Yisrael Lamad Alayinu Yehudi B'Shar Avodos Sharafila Omer Al Gabov Ein Osal Das Yisrael B'Dover HaNimshach Ela Anu Machshirin Mishum Stama Lishmo, because I started rolling Im Kain Ki Ein Omer Al Gabov Gam Kain. I feel the catch this. I'm reading the Chazon Ish. Don't you accuse me of anything. I feel the Gomar Kof Avodasa. A monkey finished the Avoda. It's also good. It's good for Tvias Tzitzis. Should be good. Came in the Koach Rishon Havel Lishma. Havel Yidach Stama Lishma. Vein Tzorech Koach Adam. So fundamentally discussing over here the requirement to do Tvias Atzitzis Lishma, which is an absolute requirement. Doesn't matter, it starts off good, it's good.
It's very strange, because in the Chazon Ish was having batim for Tfilah made for him. He wouldn't let them use even a hydraulic press. He insisted everything done mamish
by hand. So the stipler is quoted in the Sefer. Even though the Chazon Ish was matir in the Sefer, just pressing of a button, he himself personally didn't rely on his own psak. Not for tzitzis, not for tefillin, not for matzis. The Chazon Ish has an additional kula. Chazon Ish believed that the whole Ishma is basically lahoyer dvar meyol. As we saw, you never have to say in your life l'shem matzah mitzvah. There's no such thing. No such thing. We already saw that in the Rif. L'shem matzah, not l'shem mitzvah. The Avvam is missing. So the Chazon Ish jumps on this in a big way. I'm going to tell you where to find it over here. It's in Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, which is entitled Rabosai Masechta Pesachim. It has various likutim. And it goes daf al daf. This is what we call daf lamed hey. Going in order. Daf lamed hey. Amud Aleph. In the print of Chazon Ish, it's on page Reish Beis. You don't need Atzias HaMatzah L'Shma. What do you need? Matzah Shalel Laila Shimur Mechimutz. Not enough to see that it didn't rise. You don't see any change in color, any cracks in the dough. No. You have to see it, to it, watch it as it's being made. Some say from Tzira. Okay? But it was the shame matzah shel toda. We saw the Gemara Chalas Toda. Lo choshev shimur. That's no good. That is no good. But if you plan to eat it on the third day of Pesach, efshar de choshev shimur. How do you like that? Not the shame matzah mitzvah, the shame matzah Pesach. Even the third day, chalamoy, it's nothing. Miu, bistama da ofa matos b'shimer choshem k'mishama l'shem matzah mitzvah. Why? It's like chalos toda. The Gemara says if you're gonna make this, you're gonna sell it, then you can be yotze with it. Certainly, if you make it for yourself. Mistama dato shem yirtzu yochel l'mitzvah, rabosai. And he brings the number of riots supposed to be halacha, supposed to ritva. Stama l'shma. Did we see it? We saw. We read it a few minutes ago. What did it mean? Big letters. By a yid is stama l'shma. He likes that. If a guy did it, that's a problem. If a guy did it, it's a problem. Why those who are matter by God, the Ra'ah, for example? Shem the Iker who was Shimur. That's the Ra'ah said, the Shmat, not Vasisa. What are the Machmir of old? No. Ha'oset Tzorech Lios HaMishamer. That's what it says. Some claim that if you tell a guy to do it, they do it lishma, the chalos lishma takes effect. A whole discussion over here. Fine. In all the Rishonim, lohuzker ak shimur, for lohuzker klal lishma, should the mitzvasa u shimur, ustam shimur mitzvasa. That's a pretty bold statement. So Rashi doesn't sound exactly that way, but he says the kol rishon, no one ever required to scream out l'shai matzis mitzvah. Not required. So there's the chazanish over here in Simon Kufcha of Dal in his comment on our daf, partly our daf, daf lamed hey amud aleph. Licha tchila, shidub tzira and tchina, we say stumble l'shma against the ritva, even by tzira and Tchina, because it's Shima Mechimutz, good enough. Rabosai, there's an amazing proof that it's good enough from an unusual source. Rabosai, whoever learned the Sechta Sukkah? Whoever got to that, I think it's that test, if I'm not mistaken. Who got that far? Anybody? Yeah? I think the mission's found. When we do the mission, I believe it's on that test. Let's take a look. Yeah, still here. Sukkah Yeshana, Beis Shammai Poslin, U Beis Hillel Machshirin. Eiz Sukkah Yeshana, Kol Shasah Kodem L'Chag Shloshim Yom. Abol Masah L'Shem Chag, Meile L'Shem Sukkahs, Afila Betchilas Hashana K'sheh. You do it right now, not the other. No problem. So what's the shot of Sukkah Yeshana? Stop! So according to Beis Shammai, it's no good. According to Beis Hillel, a stam sukkah works even early, 30 days early, even b'stam. Listen to this now, unbelievable. Says the Tosfos over here, the top Tosfos, Matzah Yeshana, plukta de Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the same five by sukkah plus by matzah. It's Yerushalmi here in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis in the Sefer Sukkah. Says the Yerushalmi Viter, that Divri HaKol, who mechavein shelo asol l'shem Pesach, then it's no good. But then maybe it's going to be chometz. Or lo diktikbo. What do you see from here, Rabbi Ozzy? The Pasha Tzad is Yerushalmi. Stomel l'shma applies to matzah. Like the Chazanish said, there's no need to ever say l'shem matzah mitzvah. Why? If you said l'shma, it's good according to all days, even if you do it 2 months before Sukkot. Obviously, you didn't say Lishma. And the same Achlokas by Sukkot applies by Pesach. So, Chavafurash Yerushalmi, that if you just needed dough and you made sure it was no Chavetz in it, you can use it for the Seder night. So, Chavafurash Yerushalmi, you know what goes wild about this? The Minchas Chinuch, he can't believe it. The Minchas Chinuch got stuck with this. Yerushalmi, he gets all bent out of shape with this Yerushalmi. He mamish can't believe it. This is in Simon Yud, in the beautiful new Milchas Chinuch, Siv Katan Tess. This is what he says. He quotes his Yerushalmi. He quotes the Yerushalmi. Look what he says. Ani, can you imagine this? It's an unusual expression. Ani tamea ma'od ala Yerushalmi. You know, you have a kash against the Ksois, against the Kiveger, against the Mechas Chinuch, against even maybe a Rambam. Tamea on the Gemara? Who heard of that? Tamea on you. Not on the Gemara. Ani tamea ma'od ala Yerushalmi. Heich matza yeshana toli beplukos beisilo lebeshama. Hotamad besukal ain't tzorach asil lishma. Don't need for us in the show when it comes to a sukkah. Abba b'matzah mavur lehedi b'shas taf lamad chesem and veis, and in the Yerushalmi that he brought earlier, in os ches u'ma, let's see what it said over there. What did it say in the Yerushalmi? Let's see if we can find it, what the Yerushalmi said. I don't see any Yerushalmi over here. That's more than one u'ma. More than one u'ma. The Yerushalmi says, Shimur Delisha Avi Shimur. The famous case, the what? The Milisha Ve'elech, and we'll get to Velechos Yomtiv. The Shima the Lisha Havi Shimur Rabosai. She is Shima Bishas Lisha. Rabosai with me so far? What does it mean? If you need Shima Lishma Bishas Lisha, it's not comparable to Sukkah. There's no din of making a Sukkah Lishem Mitzvah Sukkah. All you have to do is to make it Lishem Tzel. That's true. Even if a goy made Sukkah's Ganvach, a goy made a Sukkah so that he should have shade, I, the Yid, can fulfill the mitzvah in that sukkah. The parallel is, if the guy watches, and I do hashkoch on him, and he's making the matzah, the shame matzah, that means what? That means it should not become chametz. That should suffice. It's against the Gemara, the Gemara Lamed Chesed, you have to have shmur, the shame matzah, and the shame toda. What in heaven's name is Yerushalmi talking about? The Pella. Heich machshir beis hilah matzah shishana v'stama afil dikdek bo hobinu l'shma ben haTorah v'yishana l'havin l'shma heich toli b'sukkah he had titmiya gedola the valik ha beis hilah pasli came and davi shlo l'shma and l'shem at his mitzvah. I don't understand the mechasinuch. It's not a kasha. If you're against the Gemara, then the Gemara is right on your own. You're against the Gemara. Yes.
What's the mission?
A sukkah was made not l'shem yontem of sukkah, stam l'shem tzel, and made more than a month before sukkah started, and we pass it and it's good.
Isn't it matter from that there is something l'shma for the mitzvah of sukkah?
No, to the contrary. If you had in mind, no, you're right. It exists as a concept. Of course, it exists. If I did it l'shem chag, then even though it's a sukkah yishana, it's kosher. But if I did it shelo l'shem chag, it's kosher as long as what? As long as it's on the Shem sale. That's all. Yes.
But also within 30 days before the Chag.
We pass like a Beis Hillel. So Gishon is kosher. Yes.
It seems like the Machlokas of Beis Shammai Hillel is the Shema within the Metzias of the Sukkah.
Correct.
So near Shami, the parallel case would be just for Shemur of Chilas. So
okay.
That could answer up why there's no Machlokas of Maris.
I hear what you're saying. The close I can show you is a Tosefta, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, whole discussion. Uvelvad Shasa Mitchila L'Shem Pesach. So the question, of course, becomes, what does that mean? So we can suggest that it means, like by Sukkah, all you need, Rabosai, is the equivalent of L'Shem Tzel. What's the equivalent of L'Shem Tzel? L'shem Shimur Michimus. That's a good. Nothing to do with the Yontif. Not L'shem the mitzvah of Sukkah, not L'shem the mitzvah of Pesach. Not necessary. It's a right to what we call the Chazanish position. As long as you do it with the intention of preventing it from becoming Chavetz, this should suffice. Good enough. I want to show you inside Rabbi Osai. Look at the Tosefta, please. It's page Ches. And you have, if you have the Oz Vada Gemaras, it's page Ches. I wanted you to see it inside. I asked you to see a God's Mind. You might have seen it there already, but you called him a God's Mind. I wanted to show it in the text that you have in front of you. If you have the new Gemaras, page Ches in the Tosefta, column 2, line 3, end of the line. Chen Yerushalmi the Gemaras Matza Yeshana, not Yeshen. Yeshen means sleeping. Masa Yeshana, Bonu Lamachlokas Be Shama Be Silil, Pirish, Kimachlokas Gabe Sukha Yeshana, Shabe Silil Matir, and Afilah Osola Shem Chag. Okay? So too over here. So what do you see? That there's no need to do the Shem Matzah Mitzvah, Shem Pesach. All it is be the Shem Shimur Michimut. That's all that's required, Rabbi Osai. That's all that's required. That's a tremendous raya. Lakula, tremendous. Yes, sir.
So how do we explain them? How do we explain the Gemara on Manifest?
Very good question. What in the world are you doing the Gemara on Manifest about L'shem Toda? What's wrong with L'shem Toda? L'shem Toda is going to be for Chavit. It's for Shema Mechilot. You need matzahs. So what's wrong? What in the world is wrong? That's a good question. That's an excellent question. Take a look at Rashi, Rav Osai. Lamed Ches. Look at Rashi. Rashi, the holy Rashi. Lamed Ches. We have to medag in every word of Rashi. So Lamed Ches and Medbez on top, the second line. The Gemara said, Yotze Zu, Shem Mishtameres, Shem Matza, El Lishum Zeva. Talk Rashi. The Lav, Shem Matza, Shem Mitzvah, Pesach Ovid, Lo. Rashi, the sheet tossels gavaldin. Rashi requires, what did Rashi scream at the bakery? The shame matzah mitzvah. Right? But according to those who don't require that, or somebody with shaman does not require that, right? Just the shima mechimutz. So what's the contradiction? It's taka shima mechimutz, and it's shima mechimutz to serve the function of a carbon, of a chalas toda, which has to also be matzah and not Chomets. So what's going on over here? What is fly? What's it all about? How do you say pshat? It's a problem. Now let's stick to Rashi for a moment. Rashi said, when is it no good? The lav l'shem matzah shem mitzvah pesach avod lo. Then it's no good. Only l'shem matzah shel zevach. Very nice, because Zevach and Toda are Zevach and Pesach rather are opposites. Either it's for the bits of the Seder night, or it's for a carbon Toda, Zevach. Fine. But according to those who maintain that you don't need the Shem Matzah Mitzvah, it's not the Shem Shima Mechimetz. So then why is Shima Mechimetz for a carbon Toda any different than Shima Mechimetz for the bits of Seder night? That's your question again, Mordechai. That's right. That's just your question. It's a great question. Let's take a look and try to answer the question towards the end of the same of this daf. We already skimmed through the Gemaras before, Kol Moshavos, Nechelos the Shviyamim, all this kind of stuff. Let's take a look towards the bottom of this Amud. Towards the bottom. This is on the last 8 lines. Chalas Toda, Rikike Noza, Shasol Niatzmo, Ein Adam, Yotze Ben, Yina Yotze. Why? Because he had a mind to do it for a different reason. The reason of what? The reason of Toda. Well, look at this now. Look at this. Limkor B'Shuk, Yotze Ben. You have a mind to sell it in the Shuk, then it's okay. Sell it in the Shuk. He says, wait a minute, what's the trap? What's pshat? Last 2 lines. Amar Rabba kol l'shuk imluche mimlach. Amar. I mizdaben, mizdaben. I lo mizdaben. Epik luano. Rashi. V'tam amai. Gemara boile. Last line. V'tam amai ha-shason limkor b'shuk l'tzorchei todo. Yotze ben imlo mecharon. Haralonis Shtamal L'Shem Matzah L'Shem Zevach. He planned to sell it to the first Kabbalah to be Makar B'Korban Toda in Yerushalayim. Was no. He has a mind as follows. If I'll find someone to buy it and use it for a Zevach Toda, good. It has an OT. It was made for Toda. Okay, OT. Made for a Toda. Fine. But if I can't find anybody who wants to buy it, I don't trust my OT Ashkacha. They want some Chassidish Rebbe on it. I'm not Chassidish Rebbe, they're not going to buy it, okay? Okay, OT. So what am I going to do? I'll use it myself. That's the Gemara. This is the Gemara Rav Osai, which Rashi explains so very, very nicely. Very nice. However, if you saw either the Ran or Rabbeinu David, they both say that if you have in mind both, I repeat, You have in mind both l'shem mitzvah matzah and l'shem chalas todah. It is no good. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi didn't say that. Rashi said, when is it no good? It's no good when you did not have in mind l'shem matzah mitzvah, but rather you had in mind what? L'shem zevach. Rashi had time. The lav l'shem matzah mitzvah pesach avodah and l'shem matzah zevach. That's no good. What if I have in mind both? The implication for Rashi would be good. Yes.
Is it really both though? He's making that sound.
We'll come to that. You're making an excellent point. Have in mind both, according to Rashi, Pashup Shan Rashi, it would be good. Both the Ran or Rabbeinu Dov, I don't have it in front of me, say it's no good. It's no good. And the Chazon Ish on his own, who didn't have a Chiddushi Aran and didn't have a Rabbeinu Dov, is exactly the same thing on his own. Now, I'll read you the Lashon of the Chazon Ish. Again, it's in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, that's his Likutim on Al Masechta. And here on the Flamet Chesam and Beis, the Chazon Ish writes like this. Listen to his words. Lamed Ches Amud Beis. He writes, okay. We saw it before. Here we go. It's page 404, the very top of the second column. Look what he writes. Afilu am yachshav la'ochla b'leil Pesach u'lekayim b'mitzvus achilas kotshem achilas matzah at the same time. Lo chashiva afilu l'shma, afilu l'shma. The kol shu zochuk la'soso matzah b'shul mitzvah acheres lo nisrokna kol machshavto l'shem matzah v'lo choshev l'shma. That's the chesaron on Rabosa. It has to be exclusively l'shem, the matzah for Pesach. You mix in some other l'shma, l'shem todah, it's no good. That he said it on his own is amazing. It's mechavet to Rabbeinu Dovid and Chedusha, which are not printed in his day. Chazanish. He said it on his own. It's against Rashi. Agdolim. They figure out what the Rishonim said, even though they're not the Rishonim. We can't figure it, even though we have the Rishonim. They figure out without the Rishonim. Well, that's what they are. They are. We are who we are. Okay, Rabbosai? So writes Chazon Ish, it's Lamed Ches Amud Beis and it's Likutim, it's top of column 2 of page 404. That's what he says. Now, the Minchas Chinuch is Medayek this way in the Lashon of the Rambam. Rambam is expressed, you have a Rambam in the, they have a Rambam in the back, and then in Mishpat HaMoleh, give a look. In Perek Vav, Halacha Ches, is the Minchas Chinuch Simen Yud, Sivkoton Yud Dalet. I'm going to open to this. I want you to see the Rambam. Let's read it together in the Rambam. A Mishpat HaMoleh. Here we are. Hilchas Chametz Matzah. Perek Vav. Halacha Ches. What does it say? Where is it? Not here. How can that be? Tess. I'm sorry, Tess. I made a mistake. Ushmartem es hamatzos. Mata hameshameres in mata bilvad. Kishi yotzenbo. Avozumish tameres neina zevach. Bilvad. If you do both, it's no good. No good. It's quite clear in the Ran, Rabbi Nadav, the Rambam, and the Chaznish said it on his own, and the Minchas Chinuch read it into the Rambam. It's pretty clear. In Simon Yud, Sivkaton, Yud, Dalit. Fine. Here's a big question, Rabbi Osai. A major question. And I want to discuss this question now, the remaining time today, and we'll try to talk a little before tomorrow when we finish up this evening. Listen to this. He says, Chalos Toda Emasor Limka B'Shuk Yotzi. Why? Because when you make the challah, look, if I'll sell it, I'll sell it. If I won't sell it, I'll be yotzi. V'chora kosha. Kev and dimidor rice and yotzi and ena mishtamer as l'shem matzah. As we said earlier, im ken hech yotzi b'zeh, ho'al kochav tzorech lomar, im ochel and l'shem matzah, huvror adovo l'mafreya, the nishmar l'shem matzah. What are we passing? What are we passing? Bidaraisa what? Bidaraisa? Ein Breira. How can you have retroactive clarification? If I'll sell it, Rabbi Sai, then what? It's l'shem zevach. If I can't sell it, it's l'shem Mrs. Matzah. Right now I don't know if I'm going to sell it or not. I don't know. He quotes the case of Gittin. Right? If I have two wives named Rachel, I've divorced this one, divorced that one, and it's not clear at the time, it's no good, it's not Lishma. Can't divina Shim Lishem Matzah's mitzvah? Vlahuver Bishat Shimur, Ilishem Matzah, Lishem Zevach, Abishal Lishma, Et Yotzinba. He has no terrors. Can you imagine? Ain't Kamakal Nahar. What may Kamakal Nahar? So when is Makal Nahar? It's not here. When are you in Marach? Ain't Kamakal Nahar. Where is the Makal Nahar? I ask you. This is the Malka, right? What's pshat? How do you understand this? How do you understand it? A very good question. Excellent question. So I saw a fascinating answer. I want to share it with you in this new saver that I got took out of the library called what? Matzah Mitzvah? What is that called? Sefer Matzah Mitzvah. Here it is. He has a Mavo. The Mavo begins, I mentioned to you at the page Lamed Gimel. Goes all the way to Samach Bay. That's 30 pages. It's a lot of pages. So he asks this kash. What do you do with Breira? Look what he says. Something fascinating. Listen to this. I'll read what he says, and I'll try to explain. Gam in beinan shiamaisel l'shma mikomakom im asah limko l'shem zevach v'lo mizdavin l'shem pesach choshiv shaper maisel l'shma v'lo mishum dehuver adov l'mafreya d'nishma l'shem matzah. No, that wouldn't work. With the Raisa and Breira, right? We can't rely upon that. So what's Psha? Elim Yishum de Machshava Kazu Sheyia O L'Shem Pesach O L'Shem Zevach Choshev Gamken L'Shma. What does that mean? According to those poskim who say that if it's for both, it's no good. Against Rashi. So if both is no good, how do you explain the Gemara of Limkor? The answer is it's not both. The way he explains it, it's either or. Can you imagine that? If it's both, have in mind, for Pesach and for Todah, no good. If we saw Chazon Ish, this is the Rambam, the Nadav, the Ran. But have in mind either or, then it is good. Yes, sir?
Either or still isn't Lenin Masa Bilbad.
What does that mean?
Meaning, Lenin Masa Bilbad means only for
Masa. Oh. But that's exactly the point. When it's revealed a little while later, that what? That I'm not able to sell it. It's now considered to be what? Considered to be l'shem Pesach only. Of course, the question becomes again: why does that not depend upon Breira? It's going to depend upon whether what? Whether you sell it or you don't sell it. Yes.
Is there a certain dash required for Zeva?
Yeah, you need the Shem Zevach. Yeah, I think so. I'm going to read what he says, as follows. Im osa limkor, if you sell it, harei she'osa kol im matzah shel pesach. If you will sell it for a Zevach, yizbarer shelo hoyaz al matzah shel pesach. And that's not considered to be a problem of Breira. Wow. I don't understand what he said. Okay, the last line of this page, Lama Dala. She'osa limkar, she'emes, oses hakol, l'shem, mata shel Pesach. Fact. Finished. Done. Rakim yimkar, yiezeh, l'shem, zevach. And therefore it's made for Matzah's Mitzvah. What does that mean? What is this? I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know what he's saying. He's like this. Rashi holds that if you have in mind both, it's not possible. But we, the Rabbi Nadava, the Ran, and the Chazanish, hold it would be possible. And now he's suggesting that it's still not dependent upon grave. I don't know what he's talking about. I'll tell you what I think it means. I'm not, I don't think he means. I'll tell you what I think it means. Rabbosai, I'm saying as follows. Listen to what I'm trying to say. He is doing it l'shem Pesach, for sure. For sure. But if at the end of the day he sells it, then Rabbosai, it's going to be both. Zevach too. If he doesn't sell it, then it's only l'shem Pesach. That does not depend upon Breyer. Why? What's the difference? Here's the lumbus of Breyer. Whoever learned the Sukkot of Breyer in his life, ever? Oh, so what am I driving at? The Ramban. The Ramban says in Gittin, the only time the problem of Breyer is your masna b'shnei dvorim. What does that mean? I'll give you two examples. A man has two wives, both named Rachel. He says, if this Rachel comes out of the door, I'll divorce this Rachel. If that one comes out of the door, it's that Rachel. And he writes a shtar, a get. He doesn't know who's going to come out first. No good. Ain't brave. If it's going to be chal to get, you want either Rachel A or Rachel B, no good. Another famous, more famous example, maybe. He wants to go to the shir of the Chacham, who's coming from who knows far away. He's the big signs up. The Chacham's coming on Shabbos, and Yom Tov's going to give a big drasha. But he's not around. So I have to go two ways and a B. He's either coming from the east or coming from the west. If he's in the east, I want my Erev Tchuma to be to the east. If he's coming to the west, to the west. I don't know which way he's going to come. I have no clue. Could be he doesn't know which way he's going to come. He's somewhere this way, or this way, or this way, or no. So you want the Erev to be Chal either east or west. Ain Breira. That's the Rabbanan's whole story. But what happened? They make it tonight. If it rains tomorrow, again. If it's not raining tomorrow, no get. Does that depend upon Breira? No, said the Ramban. You're not master b'shnei dvarim. You're master b'davar echad. Either yes get or no get. Yes kiddush or no kiddush. Yes sale, no sale. I'll give you the following lumbus over here. This guy, I don't think he says it, but it's along the lines he said. This fellow is doing the shame Pesach for sure. For sure, he's going to be Shimon Mechimot. So that's sufficient for the moment. Now, in addition, Rabbosai, over and above that, there's a chance he'll do it l'shem Toda. That's an up and down, yes or no. If I sell it, it'll be l'shem Toda. If I won't sell it, it will be Shalom l'shem Toda. Not l'shem Toda. That's a yes or no. Yes or no, it doesn't depend upon Breira. Aye, l'shem Pesach. L'shem Pesach for sure, l'shem Pesach. I mean, I'll shimah mechimutz. Yes? Yeah?
Shouldn't there be a problem that now the Zevach, l'shem Zevach and l'shem Matzah?
But what's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that. That's what I'm saying. L'shem Zevach is mafkia l'shem Pesach. L'shem Pesach is not mafkia l'shem Zevach. Especially l'shem Pesach just means shimah mechimutz. If. Which many folks can know. We're out of time. Tomorrow we'll try to continue this complex sugya of l'shma. And our matzah baking visit is unknown. Our animal texture when we find out what's going on.